Innisfail. It was 5 years ago in 2017 when Innisfail pet chicken owner Lisa Reed came to town council to question a bust from a local peace officer for having illegal pet chickens. Council looked at the issue and directed administration to prepare a plan to see if citizens wanted to legalize pet hens. There was a comprehensive public survey that showed overwhelming support. However, it was rejected by town council at the time. But in 2020 the hen issue was raised again by Count Don Harrison, and the following year a two-year pilot program was launched. With that program officially ending on April 30, 2023, the town had to decide whether to keep it or just let it run its course, never to be raised again. On May 8, following a second staff review that again showed overwhelming public support for pet hens, town council approved third reading of the urban hen keeping bylaw by a vote of 4-2. A permanent pet chicken program in the town of Innisfail is now a fact. And the debate is finally over. Instead of just 5 pet hen licenses that was granted under the pilot program, there will now be up to 20 allowed at an annual fee of $65 for each approved license. Neighbor permission will no longer be required, only notification that a completed application has been received from an adjacent neighbor. I hope we can move forward. I hope all the residents cooperate with each other. And now we can move forth with having urban hens in our community, said Harrison, the key public figure responsible for the town's turnaround on pet chickens. I am really happy with the outcome. Mayor Gene Barkley was one of the 2 members of town council who voted no to the new urban hen bylaw, not because she's against pet chickens but was against removing the neighbor's permission requirement. I felt that was such an important component of the pilot project going forward. I think that gives a lot of comfort when you have to have permission from the neighbors, said the mayor last month after 2 readings for the new bylaw was passed by council. Harrison, however, noted that only 2 of the more than 50 responses the town received from its most recent public survey on pet hens mentioned the neighbor's permission requirement. With that, and with the rules with what's required to obtain a license, I think we were pretty solid on not having to have actual permission from the neighbor. Notification is probably good enough, said Harrison. There wasn't a big pushback on the neighbors having to be notified.